بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم انما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العظيم. In tonight's Tarawih we heard the 28 juz, and there were many surahs that were recited. As we come towards the end of the Quran in Majid, we find more and more surahs that we listen to. In the beginning, Surah Baqarah, the long surah, it's almost 2.5 paras. Surah Ali Imran also is long, Surah Nisa is long. But as we come towards the end, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving a lot of warnings. Most of these surahs towards the end are Makki surahs. Now we have Madani surahs and Makki surahs. This is a great, very detailed academic discussion on all that. But towards the end of the Quran, especially the 29th juz and the 30th juz, mainly the 30th juz of the Quran, of the Holy Quran, Allah ta'ala talks about Qiyamah. Allah warns us about the advent of Qiyamah, the horrors of Qiyamah, the day of reckoning, the day of Hashar. In this particular verse in Surah Tahrim, Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your family from the fire of Jahannam. Wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara, whose fuel will be mankind and stones. Alayha malaika, guarding this Jahannam will be angels, ghiladun, very stern, shidad, very strong. La ya'asoon Allah ma amarahum, they never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah has commanded them with, wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun, and they execute whatever they have been commanded. So in this verse, Allah ta'ala addresses the believers. Qu anfusakum, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. And not only yourself, but Allah Ta'ala makes it an incumbent duty upon all of us to protect our families from the fire of Jahannam as well. In other words, it's the duty, the Islamic duty of the father and the mother to make sure that they safeguard their children from Jahannam. In other words, they must give them the proper deen, ta'aleem that's required to save themselves from Jahannam. Normally a person feels his duty is just to feed the family. And of course, even in feeding the family, then too you're going to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you don't feed them haram. That body which has been nourished with one morsel of haram, that body that has been nourished with haram, shall never enter Jannat. May Allah ta'ala save us, may Allah protect us. So sometimes we may bring food home, we may earn some livelihood, and we may put some bread and food on the table, but the source is haram. Now that has an effect on the family and the children. The Sahabiyat, the wives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they would actually say, they would send their husbands in the morning, go and earn halal. We are able to endure hunger, but we won't be able to endure the fire of Jahannam. So go and fetch halal for us. Don't bring haram. So this is important, that we should nourish our bodies with halal. The food that we provide should be halal. And the ta'aleem that we give our children, that is of utmost importance. Most of us, will spend all our efforts and all our time and all our monies only in giving the child a secular education. When it comes to madrasa, there's no madrasa. So what happens as a person grows big, he is unable to read the Quran in Majid. He is battling to recite the Quran. Duas, doesn't know any duas. Basic masail on wuzu, taharat, namaz, person has no knowledge whatsoever. But that person who went to madrasa when he was a little child and he continued going to madrasa, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that as he grows older, he has more shauq for deen. And there's a yearning and enthusiasm to learn more and more. And Allah Ta'ala makes it such that Allah brings such love in his heart for Quran. The person who is deprived from all that, he'll find himself feeling very, very uncomfortable. Everybody else is reading Quran, he's unable to read the Quran. Therefore, it is necessary, more important than any education in the world, the very first ta'aleem we should be giving your child is on the Quran. Masail of Deen, Shariat. This is what we should be teaching. And therefore, we have the Makatib system in our country, which has, through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proved to be extremely, extremely beneficial. All of us went to madrasa, went to some apa, some ustad when we were young. But nowadays we have sort of regarded that to be not so important, insignificant. So the child goes to school, comes after school, he sees he's tired, he's got this project and that excursion and this tuition. So what happens? We say, okay, don't go madrasa. And if he goes also, in a week he might go once or twice. So we make feeble excuses to save the child to go to the maktab. In reality, we're depriving the child of his deen. Many people have the same complaint, and recently also many people have asked, either my husband is not performing namaz, really, in the month of Ramadan. He just barely goes for Jumu'ah. I've got a baligh son, sometimes hafiz of the Quran, Allah forgive us, but he's not performing his salat. What do I do? The mother is crying. She's got fikr. She's trying to make an effort. Sometimes the family is sitting, it's namaz time, everybody goes for namaz. But one or two baligh males, healthy, fit, no excuse, they're sitting, lounging there, playing with their cell phone or watching the television. And therefore it is important we should have ta'aleem at home. What is ta'aleem at home? Simple, take the Fazail A'mal Kitab. Everything is ready made for us there. It's all in English. So we read those stories of Sahaba. Give our children to read. In fact, those who are doing this ta'aleem at home, they have found a change in their lives very quickly. There is one person told me last week, one of our friends, his son insists that certain time you have to have ta'aleem. And from the abridged version now of Fazail Amal, the story is for younger children especially. So he waits for his father to read that to him. Now this is very, very important. We will see barakat at home. Namaz will come alive in the homes. Husband will then be prompted to go to the masjid to read namaz with jamaat. That baligh son will come to the masjid also. When the person comes to the masjid, he'll be waaz, nasihat. He'll meet people. He'll learn more and more about deen. So this is very important. Even our young girls, we deprive them of deeni education. So what happens? They'll get married. She doesn't know any masail of deen. And if the husband also comes from that background, there'll be no environment of deen in that house. No environment of deen. And then we'll have only television and we have various other things at home that takes away the iman of the child. The child is not nurtured correctly and we have serious problems in society. Our forefathers, some of them are very elderly, are still living. And many of them have passed away. The very first thing they did in this country when they came, Allah Ta'ala blessed them. And if they passed away, Allah Ta'ala make the qabr a gardens, the gardens of paradise. Allah Ta'ala must illuminate the qabrs. The very first thing they did. Perhaps they didn't have the type of knowledge that we have now. Perhaps they didn't have the deen knowledge that's available today also. They were simple people. But they built a masjid and with it, they emphasize on madrasa. And they would get an apa and ustad to teach. Yes, previously the apa and ustad were very strict. Nowadays, you can't be any more strict. But still, that is why you find people, the elderly people in our country know Urdu very fluently. As the youngsters, Urdu, they don't know anything. The elderly people know Urdu because it was taught in the madrasas before. Quran was taught. History was taught. Diniyat was taught. So therefore it is important that we send our children to the Makatib. And it is available in our country. In fact, other countries of the world, they borrow the same syllabus that is taught in our afternoon madrasas in this country. They found such a great benefit. We have kitabs like Sunnat kitabs, All the different sunnahs are taught. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that warn yourselves, protect yourselves and your family from that fire of Jahannam. And that inferno, the blazing fire is so severe that Allah has got special angels guarding that fire. And who are very stern. You can't bribe those angels. There's no question of bribery and corruption there. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They never ever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, so Allah had addressed the believer, and immediately Allah says, يا أيها الذين كفروا, O disbelievers, لا تعتذروا اليوم. No excuses accepted today. إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. Whatever you did, now you are going to be meted out your punishment. You had enough chances, opportunities, you were warned. Anbiya alayhi mustalatu wasalam came to you, and you had everything around you, you still remain arrogant, you were haughty, you were obstinate, you did not want to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Rasul rejected everything. Today no excuses will be accepted. Immediately after that, Allah talks to the believers again. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, toobu ilallahi, tawbatan nasuha. And this we have heard many times. Allah says, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a sincere repentance. The word nasuha, like how we have nasihat, comes from nasaha. And the word nasaha in Arabic is used for to make something pure. You say nasahtu al-asal, honey. In other words, something which is pure. It is free from any blemish. So the tawbah that we are going to make must be genuine, must be sincere. It must be a pure tawbah we're making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in one hand you got the bottle, and in the other hand you got the, or in one hand you got the tasbih, and the other hand you got the bottle. And saying, tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. We have to be sincere, sincere. Allah has used that particular word, nasuha. And some ulama say, from nasuh to thawb, when the garment has got holes in it. So now you're going to mend that garment, you're going to stitch that garment, and you're going to fill in all the holes, and you're going to fill, put in patches, and you're going to stitch, and you're going to mend that garment again. So like that, the tawbah that you are making is that you are mending your a'mal. You're putting your a'mal correct. There were some holes found in your a'mal as-salihah. And now you are patching it up again, and you're making it look nice again. That is the meaning of tawbah al-nasuha. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu also reported Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was asked, what is tawbah al-nasuha? He said, just like how when a person milks a cow, it is impossible to take their milk and stuff it back into the udders of the cow. Impossible. Exactly like that, when a person has made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that he will never go back to that sin again. Just as it is impossible to put that milk back into the udders of the cow. In other words, we have to make that genuine, concerted effort. That promise you are making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have made a resolution. Ya Allah, I am feeling embarrassed and ashamed of having committed that sin. And now I have left that sin. I've abandoned that sin. And the third thing is, Ya Allah, I will never go back to that sin. You must be not 100%, 110% genuine when you are making the tawbah. Not even that slight space of in your back of your mind that I'm going to forget the chance, I'll go one more time there. No. I will never in my life do that action again. Ulama say, this is what you call true tawbah. This is tawbah al-nasuha. Yes, if accidentally again the person slipped and he happens to commit the very same sin which he made sincere tawbah from, no problem. Again you make genuine sincere tawbah. And genuine sincere tawbah means you regret having committed the sin, you forsake that sin, and you promise genuinely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you'll try your best, you apply all your efforts and all your might and all your strength, and you won't go back to those sins. So ulama say, even if it's 100 times you made genuine tawbah, and 100 times that tawbah broke, you slipped, you became overpowered, then too the doors of tawbah are still open. The doors of tawbah are still open for every single person. The doors of tawbah are not closed only. It only closes in the time of sakrat. when we hear the gurgling sound. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقْبَلُ تُوبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. The sound that comes out when the ruh is coming out, at that time, bas, no tawbah is accepted. And when the sun will rise from the west, because that's a sign of qiyamah. Now it is too late. Like how when Fir'aun was drowning, he was in Sakrat, now he realized that he was beguiled. He realized what a fool he was. He realized that he is useless. He's got no power, no strength against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala is the true Allah. Now he said, Amantu bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa. Quickly he's bringing iman. Allah says, now? Now it's too late. It's too late. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, make sincere tawbah. And a person who makes sincere tawbah, and Allah ta'ala will wipe out his sins. Yukaffiru ankum sayyatikum. Allah will wipe out his sins. Allah will enter him into jannat, gardens beneath which rivers flow. And Allah says so beautifully, يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. On that day of Qiyamah, Allah will never disgrace his Nabi and those who have brought iman with him, the believers. Allah will never disgrace the believers on the day of Qiyamah. Allah said, نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِهِمْ. Besides all the other favors Allah will give him, besides the shade under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of Qiyamah that the believers will enjoy, and the other comfort, Allah ta'ala will bring for them nur, light, yas'a bayna aydihim, wa bi'aymanim, running in front of them. Because in the day of Qiyamah, everything will be so dark. Person will be frightened, will be afraid. Allah ta'ala gives this person some type of solace, some comfort. Allah gives the believer nur, light for him. And the disbeliever, they'll have no light. He will be in complete darkness. Munafiqeen, the light that they had will suddenly disappear because they were not true, they were not genuine. So the moment they see the believers having light, and the believers see that the munafiqeen light has now become extinguished, they will see, Rabbana atmim lana nurana. Oh Allah, complete our nur for us. Make our nur be bright for us. And Allah will do so for them. And that's when the munafiqeen will say, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا. Look at us please. نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. We want to take some light from you. Please share some light. Allah Ta'ala will then place a barrier. Allah will chase them away. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. Allah says there will be like a wall, a barrier. And on the side facing the munafiqeen, there will be azab. And the other side of the wall facing the believers, there will be rahmah. يُنَادُونَهُمْ. The munafiqeen will call out to the believers, أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Weren't we with you in this world? And Allah Ta'ala explains, no. That you put yourself into difficulty. You were not genuine, you're not true. Just read the kalima by means of your tongue, but in your heart, you didn't believe in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wherever you saw that the believers would enjoy some booty, some spoils of war or some comfort, then you join them very nicely. And you always desired that they must be put into trials and tribulation and they must be hurt. And you had false hopes. You were deceived by those false hopes. Now you get no light. May Allah Ta'ala save us from nifaq and kufr. May Allah give us true and complete iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true ikhlas and the genuine sincere tawbah which Allah Ta'ala talks about, tawbatan nasuha. May Allah Ta'ala make it be easy for us. We have still a few more nights, left a few more days. All Allah Ta'ala wants from us that we go one side, whether in a masjid or at home, and shed those tears of genuine repentance. We must be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves those tears that the sinner sheds out of his fear and out of repentance. Allah loves those tears. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. It is Friday already. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has exhorted us to recite a lot of durood upon him, especially on a Friday. We should be reciting durood sharif every single day, but on a Friday, we need extra durood. These are Mubarak nights. And these are the ibadat we are trying to make to gain Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, to gain Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made so much of sacrifices for us, so much of sacrifices. And we read durood sharif, we will benefit. 10 of our one durood we read, 10 sins forgiven, 10 blessings you get, 10 darajas in Jannat Allah Ta'ala raises for you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله مقعدا مقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على
إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله طيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات صلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء، التحيات الطيبات صلوات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، بسم الله التحيات لله صلوات لله الزاكيات لله، السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله، التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، التحيات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، التحيات لله صلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، التحيات المباركات صلوات الطيبات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله، بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا من النار يا الله forgive us all our sins my Allah يا الله you are so kind and so loving my Allah Ya Allah, you are so generous, my Allah. You are so merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy encompasses every single thing, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunahgar hain, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read and we have heard about Tawbat and Nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have abandoned those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have complete regret, my Allah, of having committed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise to you, my Allah, tonight. Ya Allah, whatever sins we have committed, my Allah, whatever filthy deeds we did, my Allah, whatever acts of indecency, immorality, my Allah, whatever wrong we have done, my Allah, whatever zulm we made upon ourselves, my Allah, Ya Allah, all the disobedience we did towards you, my Allah, Ya Allah, we regret having done all those wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, and we promise to you, we will never go back to those sins again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know how to make tawbah, my Allah. We do not know how to ask and beg from you, my Allah. We do not even know how to praise you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. You show us how to praise you, my Allah. You show us how to make dua to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, and you accept our du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. We are in need of hidayat, my Allah. We are desperately in need of hidayat, my Allah. You are the one who guides, my Allah. You are Hadi, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Guide us towards Sirat-i-Mustaqim, my Allah. Guide us towards Jannat, my Allah. Guide us towards you, my Allah. Guide us towards righteous deeds, my Allah. Take us away from wrong deeds, my Allah. Take us away from evil company, my Allah. Take us away from evil places, my Allah. Take us away from khaba'ith, my Allah. Take us away from filth, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make nafs and shaitan pull us towards haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, you take us towards halal, my Allah. Take us towards tayyib, my Allah. Take us towards that which is righteous, my Allah. Take us to sabil al-rashad, my Allah. Take us to the right path, my Allah. Give us istiqamat, my Allah. Make us stay on the sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Don't make us become misled, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become so gullible, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us just become, Ya Allah, overwhelmed and overpowered by nafs and shaitan very easily, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be strong, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, you fortify our iman, my Allah. Strengthen our a'mal, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing more and more righteous deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us, my Allah. Make our heart become illuminated, my Allah. Give us that noor, my Allah. Give us that divine noor, my Allah. Brighten our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you're the only one who can guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become yours, my Allah. You make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us reach with ease, my Allah. The path towards you, my Allah, that we are treading, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be an easy one, my Allah. Make it be one that we will enjoy every moment of it, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us and give us hayat tayyiba, ya Allah. Give us hayat tayyiba, ya Allah. Give us a blissful life, ya Allah. Give us a happy life, my Allah. Give us a life full of contentment and serenity and tranquility and peace of mind, ya Allah. And give us a life which is pure, my Allah. A life which is pure, my Allah. Not a life which is impure, my Allah. Remove the filth from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the filth from our hearts, my Allah. Remove nafs and shaitan from our hearts, my Allah. Remove all the evil sins that have accumulated in our hearts, my Allah. The pride, the anger, the jealousy, the malice, the love of dunya, my Allah. Those pretty women, ya Allah, that we have put into our hearts, my Allah. That has infested our hearts, my Allah. That has corroded our hearts, my Allah. That has made our hearts become rusted, my Allah. That has made our hearts blackened, my Allah. That has made our hearts heavy, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become heavier than rocks, my Allah. That now Quran and Hadith, ya Allah, we are hearing, but it's not having any effect in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not seal our hearts, my Allah. Do not seal our hearts, my Allah. Do not lock our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, unlock our hearts through your dhikr, my Allah. Unlock our hearts, my Allah. Wash and cleanse our hearts, my Allah. Polish our hearts, my Allah. Brighten our hearts, my Allah. Brighten our faces, my Allah. Brighten our limbs, my Allah. Make our eyes spark, my Allah. Make our minds spark, my Allah. Make our hearts spark, my Allah. Make our hands and feet spark, my Allah. Make every limb of our body spark, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us go onto that pure path, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us go onto that pure road, my Allah, that will make us reach you, my Allah. You have promised, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, that you will make the path towards Jannah easy, my Allah. Grant us the istiqamat, ya Allah, that when we are passing away, angels will come down. And they will give us glad tidings of Jannat, my Allah. And they will give us glad tidings of all the promises that you have made to us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, and they will say, لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون. There is no fear for you anymore. And nothing for you to grieve about. Whatever your heart's desire, you will get now in Jannat. Oh, my Allah. Give us that type of mood that the angels come down and they come and extract our ruh with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, and they are so happy and they compete with one another and they boast to one another because they have taken the ruh of a believer towards you, my Allah. And they give us glad tidings of faroh wa rihan wa jannat na'im. Ya Allah, they give us glad tidings of comfort and provision of jannat and an Allah who is not angry and the beautiful paradise, my Allah. Ya Allah, let not those angels come down who will take our hearts, they will snatch our ruh, they will snatch our ruh very vehemently. Ya Allah, do not make those angels come down to take away our ruh, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mawt, my Allah. Give us a mawt that you are pleased, in such a condition that you are pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us nafsi mutma'inna, that ya Allah, it will be said, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Wallah, you protect us, my Allah. You protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from all evil, my Allah. Protect us from the ploys of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all this, the major and minor sins of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us, my Allah. Protect our parents and wives and children, my Allah. Protect our nasal and progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, as parents, we are trying, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can only do to a certain extent, my Allah. Ya Allah, beyond what's our capacity, ya Allah, we cannot do, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have tawakkul on you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have given them ta'aleem, my Allah. We have tried to make the hifazat, my Allah. You protect the iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we won't be anymore in this world, my Allah, you protect our progeny, my Allah. Do not make any person become a murtad in our progeny, my Allah. Do not make any person become a renegade, my Allah. Do not make any person lose his iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide and protect our children, my Allah. You guide them, ya Allah. In every different challenge that is coming out today, my Allah, you protect them, my Allah. The challenges are becoming so more and more severe, my Allah. You protect them in the schools and the colleges and the varsities, my Allah. You protect them in the madrasas, ya Allah. You protect them in the darul ulooms, my Allah. Protect us in the masajid, my Allah. Wherever we are, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Protect them from taking drugs, my Allah. Protect them from taking alcohol, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Guide our youth, my Allah. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma ahdin nasa jami'a. Allahumma ahdi ummata sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us pious, my Allah. Make us salihin, my Allah. Make us arifin, my Allah. Make us ashiqin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us those who will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us those who are kamilin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us those, ya Allah, who are maqbulin, my Allah. Make us those who are muqarrabin, my Allah. Whom you bring close to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your proximity, my Allah. Give us your nearness, my Allah. Give us your ma'iyyati khasa, my Allah. Don't make us become distance away from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us away from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Keep us away from our gunas, my Allah. The distance between the sky and the earth, my Allah. Make us hate those gunas, my Allah. Make nafrat come in our hearts with those gunas, my Allah. Make us despise zina, my Allah. Make us hate riba, my Allah. Make us hate the television and pornographic material, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us love the Quran. Make us love the sunnah, my Allah. Make us love the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make us love your shariat, my Allah. Make us love your masajid, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us love your friends, my Allah. Make us amongst your friends, my Allah. Include us in the list of your friends, my Allah. Do not make us in the list of shaitan friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us in the list of shaitan friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara ban ja, hume tera bana le. Ya Allah, hum mangenge. Ya Allah, tujhse mangenge, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum to thak jayenge. Ya Allah, we will get tired, my Allah. But you never become tired, my Allah. You are Sami' and Basir, my Allah. You are not blind and you are not deaf, my Allah. You are Alimul Ghaib, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. Not even a speck of dust can be hidden from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know everything, my Allah. Your ilm is azali, my Allah. You always knew, my Allah. You know now also, my Allah. You will always know, my Allah. You have full knowledge, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. You are Malik al-Mulk, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Malik
مالك يوم الدين. My Allah, you are nourisher, cherisher, sustainer, protector, provider. My Allah, you are wa khaliq, we are your makhluk. My Allah, you are raziq, you are the one who providing for us. My Allah, you have said, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. My Allah, shawa halal, rozi, tayyib, rozi, easy rozi for us from the skies. My Allah, make it be easy for us. Give us barakat in our lives, my Allah. Give us barakat in our businesses, my Allah. Give us barakat in our homes, my Allah. Barakat in our masjid, my Allah. Barakat in our madrasas, my Allah. Barakat in our children, my Allah. Barakat in our progeny, my Allah. Allah, give us barakat in our time, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, you become pleased with us, my Allah. Don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, agar tu naraz ho jayega, if you will become displeased with us, my Allah, ya Allah, then we will be losers, my Allah, in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Lekin agar tu razi, ya Allah, if you become happy, my Allah, everything will become ours, my Allah. Phir then we'll get kamiyabi in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Give us that falah. Give us that fawz, my Allah. Make us be among those whom you have regarded as قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Ya Allah, make us be among those that will be entered into Jannat. Make us be among those that on the day of Qiyamah, angels will say, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. Peace be upon you, salam upon you. You made sabr in the world, you endured hardships for the sake of Allah. Now you will see a beautiful Jannat that is awaiting you. Ya Allah, make it be possible when we go into Jannat, my Allah, the Jannat which is Darus Salam, the house of peace, where there is no fatigue, no exhaustion, no sickness, no illness, no pain, no sorrow, no grief, no hardship, no calamity, only peace and comfort, my Allah. And when we will hear your salam, salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim, ya Allah, we will hear you making salam to the Jannatis, my Allah. Don't deprive us of the benefits of Jannat, my Allah. Don't deprive us of the bounties and the boons and favors of Jannat, my Allah. In Jannat, give us that momentous occasion, my Allah, when you will remove that hijab, my Allah, and we will see you, my Allah. We will see you, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. And you will announce to us, وَحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. Aaj main tumse razi hu, I am happy with you, I will never become naraz with you. Ya Allah, grant all of us Jannatul Firdaus, the highest of stages in Jannat, close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram. Protect us from the azab of the qabr. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam. Ya Allah, you protect us, my Allah. Nobody else can protect us, my Allah. You are the only one who can guide us and help us, ya Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat. Ya Allah, give us a life which is full of honor, my Allah. Do not disgrace us, my Allah. Do not humiliate us, my Allah. Do not make us do those things that will embarrass us, which will embarrass our parents and children and wives in society, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar, my Allah. You are Ghaffar, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Aziz and Hakim, my Allah. You are Rahman and Rahim, my Allah. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever says, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, his duas will be answered, Ay Malik, Ay Kareem. Ya Allah, tonight we have gathered again, my Allah, with your father and karam, my Allah. Our brothers have sat patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have sat patiently, my Allah. They have sat here not because any coins are being distributed, my Allah. No dunya is being distributed, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come here for akhirat, my Allah. They have come here for Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. They have come here so that their sins be forgiven, my Allah. They have come here with a penitent heart, my Allah. They have come here with a qalbi salim, my Allah. They have come here with a qalbi munib, my Allah. They have come here to make rujoo towards you, my Allah. They have come here to make tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Our mother and sisters at home, likewise, my Allah. They are shedding tears of repentance, my Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy comes into josh, my Allah. When your banda makes tawbah and istighfar, my Allah, our hearts have become so heavy, my Allah, that we can't even shed any tears any longer, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma, karam ka mamla farma, dar guzar farma, lagzish o dar guzar farma. Ya Allah, tu hidayat ka faisla farma, ummat ke liye hidayat ka faisla farma, ummat ke liye hidayat ka faisla farma, khair ka faisla farma, afiyat ka faisla farma. Ya Allah, dushman ko mita dijiye, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are zalimin, my Allah, if hidayat is not written for them, my Allah, if tawbah is not written for them, my Allah, and they're not going to change the way, ya Allah, then you remove them, my Allah. May there be peace and aman and aman. Ya Allah, in all those places with this war taking place, my Allah, especially in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have yaqeen, my Allah. We have conviction, my Allah. Before the moon of Eid will be sighted, my Allah. Ya Allah, you'll bring peace again, ya Allah, in Syria. You will restore peace in Syria, in Egypt, in Tunisia, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and so many other parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially in Syria, my Allah. Masum children, my Allah, have become refugees in the thousands, my Allah. Bombs, ya Allah, have fallen in their towns, my Allah. Their fathers have become shaheed. Mothers have become shaheed. Ya Allah, they've got no parents, my Allah. Oh, kaha jaye, my Allah. It reminds us of the incident of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een. When Bashir radiallahu ta'ala had lost his mother and his father went out in your path, my Allah. Bashir was walking and wandering the streets and the gullies of Medina with all the other children. Days went by. He was waiting for his father's return, waiting for his father to come back. And soon the news broke out that the Muslim, ya Allah, the Sahaba, the men are coming, have returned. And Bashir radiallahu ta'ala, with all the other children, goes out on the outskirts of Medina. He finds a spot and he waits for his father. He waits for his father. And all the men come back. And all the children go running by their fathers. And they cling onto their fathers. And they embrace their fathers. And their fathers begin to pat them and kiss them. They have been missing their fathers for so long. Bashir radiallahu ta'ala looks, my Allah. He looks and he searches. He did not find his father. He comes by Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah. Ya Rasulallah. Ma fa'ala abi? Where is my father? What has he done? Why isn't he here? Rasulullah SAW turns away. He cannot break the news to his masoom child. He comes running again. Ya Rasulallah. Ma fa'ala abi? Mera abba kaha hai? Where is my father? Ya Allah. Rasulullah SAW breaks down, my Allah. He cries, my Allah. He says, oh Bashir, your father has become shaheed. Bashir radiallahu anhu cries. Ya Allah, he cries, my Allah. Rasulullah places his hand, his Mubarak hand on Bashir's head. He says, oh Bashir, aren't you happy that from today I'll become your father? And say that I shall become your mother. My Allah, you have rahm on the yatim of this ummat, my Allah. You have rahm on the yatim of this ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know which direction we are going to, my Allah. We don't know what's going to happen next, my Allah. But the Qiyamah is almost on the doorstep or not, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many signs have come, my Allah. Kal kya hoga? Ya Allah, we do not know, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we have faith and tawakkul on you, my Allah. Amari iman ki hifazat farma. Jaan aur aabru aur izzat ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect the chastity, the izzat of a woman folk, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect the chastity, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect our ummat, my Allah. Ummat bahut pareshan hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching, you know, my Allah. You are testing us, we know, my Allah. You want us to make sabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, our sabr has become exhausted, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children, my Allah, suffering, my Allah. You are too generous, you are too kind. Ya Allah, nobody is questioning you, my Allah. You are hakeem, my Allah. Ya Allah, our feeble minds can't comprehend your wisdom, my Allah. We know you are not unjust, my Allah. We know you are full of justice, my Allah. You are too loving, my Allah. We know you want to honor those people in Jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you bless them with afiyat, my Allah. Bless the ummah with afiyat, my Allah. Once again, make the winds of hidayat spread, my Allah. Make the winds of hidayat spread in China, in Russia, in America, in Europe, in Africa, Australia, every continent, my Allah. Every village and every city. May the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam come, ya Allah. In every homes, my Allah. May there be light of iman burning now, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. It is because of our doings, my Allah. We have invited this upon us, my Allah. Tu ma farma. Tu karam ka maamla farma. Tu hidayat ka faisla farma. Change the condition of the ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us reach you through the road of shukr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mood, give us mood in Madinah Sharif. Bari al-jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Throw the kosar water from his mubarak hands. My Allah, make us in the jannat without any reckoning. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, all those who sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many who have requested duas, my Allah.
You are well away of the sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu unko shifa ata farma. Protect us from all those diseases as well, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Especially our mashayikh, my Allah. Our ulama and sulaha, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters, whatever hajat they have, my Allah. Whatever problems they have, whatever hardship they have, ya Allah. Those of them who have gathered in this masjid, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Fulfill their needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat. Ya dafi' al-baliyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما يا الله you got such beautiful name my Allah يا الله again and again you remind us you are رحمن الرحيم my Allah فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها we cannot present our needs to anybody else my Allah there's no other person my Allah لا إله إلا أنت لا شريك لك لا ند لك لا نذير لك يا الله لا مثال لك يا الله يا ون ما الله يا أحد ما الله يا صمد ما الله يا الله يا أنا المحتاج يا أنا المحتاج ما الله nobody can make you عاجز ما الله nobody can make you weak ما الله you never become weak ما الله you are قوي ما الله you are strong ما الله you are the most mighty and powerful ما الله nobody can be stronger than you ما الله nobody can overpower you ما الله you have got the keys of غيب in your hands ما الله مقاليد السماوات والأرض بيوم يا الله يا من بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو يجير ولا يجار عليه يا الله every leaf that is shed from the tree you are well aware of it يا الله that tiny little ant يا الله in the darkness of the night is crawling يا الله you hear the footsteps يا الله you even provide for that ant يا الله يا الله فرحنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا Ya Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, all these brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, before they can stand up from this gathering, my Allah. Ya Allah, you announce, قُومُ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ Stand up in the condition that Allah has forgiven you completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, and our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. May Allah, there's so many youngsters, ya Allah, who are marriageable age, my Allah, they want to get married, my Allah. Young sisters who want to get married, my Allah, they're looking for the right husbands to come, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them the suitable partners, my Allah. Give them a blissful, happy married life, full of taqwa, barakat, afiyat. Bless them with pious, healthy children who become the coolness of the eyes. Ya Allah, those who are married who have no children, Ya Allah. Give them pious offspring, my Allah. Healthy, pious children who become obedient to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make all our children obedient to us. Make us obedient to our parents, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله grant us إخلاص يا الله يا الله you grant us إخلاص يا الله يا الله everything we are doing for show and show يا الله protect us from ria protect us from تكبر and pride يا الله give us humility يا الله unite our hearts يا الله يا الله unite our hearts make us love one another for your sake يا الله make us have hope for Allah يا الله يا الله make us have hope for your sake يا الله Make us be kind to the widows and the orphans of the yatim, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many things we wish to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais murad, my Allah. What is khair for us, you grant it to us. What we ask, give it to us. What we haven't asked, give it to us, my Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مُولَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ والحمد لله رب العالمين